as we think about our praise and thanks and all the wonderful things that God has blessed us with in this world. This beautiful weather, for one thing, it is amazing.
I'm thankful for my sin, friendship with Jesus.
Hallelujah. You and me both. What are you all thankful for this morning? We're getting ready for Thanksgiving, so it's a good exercise to start thinking about how blessed we are.
I'm also thankful that David, Linda, and Pat and Don are here.
Yep, I am too.
That's a huge blessing.
Yep.
I missed you all so much.
Amen.
I'm thankful that Jesus woke me up today.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right. And thank you for this little church, the faithfulness of the people and also the community that's around us as we do what we can to be able to reach out to the community, not only with the love of Christ, but with the friendship of Christ. And there's a lot of hurting people out there. I love the little song that Ray Bolt sang, "People Need the Lord." And we got on to sign a little message that maybe will whet their appetite. Mark put it on the sign for me. It simply says, "We are a Bible-believing and teaching church. Come and join us." Because there's so much stuff out there and so many, I don't know. The world is, and we have the answer to all the blessings that God has given to us. And it's been written down for us, and it's been blessed by the Holy Spirit. So, we have an open invitation. We went to our bishop's meeting a couple weeks ago in our little group. They wanted to know, what do you guys do over at Bethel? And I told them that we serve fresh bread every Sunday. And the bishop said, "Oh, how do you do that?" I said, "Through the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is, Jesus said, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me.' But then he also said, 'I am the bread of life.'" So that fresh bread means the Spirit of God. Wesley called it the hound of heaven, always wooing us into that love relationship. So that's what we try to protect. And when the people start driving by here, they're going to say, "Oh, there's something going on in there. I want to go and get some of that bread of life." Amen?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's sing the doxology. The Apostle Paul's showed us a way to do that, and doxology simply means praise.